Kevin Kurz from Comcast Sports in San Jose joins us. Kevin, how you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
I'm doing well. You know, the Sharks, even though they missed the playoffs last year, I still get the sense that a lot of people look at them and say, okay, that was a, you know, kind of just an asterisk and they'll be back in. But can this core group, you know, can they learn from their past mistakes and make a long playoff run? It's way too early to tell that now, Kevin. But what differences have you seen in their style of play or anything under DeBoer compared to McClellan?
Well, they're definitely more aggressive, and I think it starts, you have to look at the defenseman first and foremost. You know, he's given them free rein to jump in and pressure the puck when they think it's necessary. And then a couple of guys I've talked to say it's a fun way to play. They definitely think it's a more aggressive way to play, and it's so far it's been more effective. But, you know, it starts in goal with the way this team started. And Martin Jones has just been outstanding, and he's not only making the saves, but you can tell that the team's getting confidence from some of his early saves. And in the last two games, his toughest saves have come in the first period when the game was still scoreless. Last night, he stopped Jason Chimera point blank on a wide open shot in the slot after Joe Thornton turned the puck over. And, you know, from there, the Sharks just kind of took over. And it happened quickly against the Caps. It happened a little more gradually against the Anaheim Ducks. It took them a little bit, took them a little while to finally get one on the scoreboard. But I think in goal, really, it's just been a huge difference with Martin Jones there.
Well, it's crazy. The Sharks are plus 11 after three games. 12 goals for, only one goal against. Obviously, you know, they're not going to give up, you know, one goal every three games all season long. Now, you mentioned it. Is it just the goaltending, or is the defense in front of them better? Or right now, are you saying all the credit for one goal against falls mainly on the shoulders of the goalie?
Well, it's the goalie obviously has a lot to do with it, but defensively they have it better, much better too. And at key moments in the game, you know, if you look at the shot totals from last night's game, a lot of those shots that Washington had came late, they were basically already out of the game. But you look at the top four, you have Mark Eber, Vlasic, and Justin Braun. And Justin Braun's a guy that's looking to have a little bit of a rebound year. He's been very steady. He's a plus five, which I believe is the best mark in the team. And then you go to Brent Burns and Paul Martin. And that's where I think it's made the biggest difference. Since the day Paul Martin was signed on the first day of free agency, Pierre DeBoer said that he envisioned him with Brent Burns. And I think it was pretty obvious that what the Sharks wanted to do was go out and find a guy to pair with Burns that they could say, look, here's your partner. Here's the guy you're going to be with for the season. And Paul Martin obviously is a steady guy. He's had a very strong career. And I think Burns has benefited from that. Everyone knows how just unbelievably offensively skilled Brent Burns is with the puck. And I've said this for years. I think in terms of raw talent on the Sharks, Joe Thornton's one, but Brent Burns is probably very close number two.
Okay.
Just the talent this guy has is off the charts. But he struggled defensively last year, and I think the team, you know, he never had a steady partner. He was with a bunch of different guys, and he never really found any chemistry with anyone. And it seems like he's had instant chemistry with Paul Martin, and it's just helped that defense core as a whole big time.
Kevin Kurz joins us talking San Jose Sharks. They've used the exact same lineup for all three games, and when you're winning as decisively as they have, I guess that's understandable. Are there, you know, there are three extra guys? Are they close to playing, or is this a lineup you're going to see intact most nights?
Yeah, it's hard to say. It's tough to change a lineup when you've won three games in a row. I would guess, and this is just purely me guessing, that Alex Stalock would start one of the back-to-backs either Friday against New Jersey or Saturday in the at the Islanders. You know, their fourth line, they like the way that's been going. And you know, Mike Brown's not a guy that no one's ever going to confuse Mike Brown with Steven Stamkos. But, you know, he's found chemistry with Chris Tierney and Barkley Goodrow, a couple of young guys. And the Sharks' fourth line has outplayed the other team's fourth line every game so far. And Mike Brown even scored a goal last night. So, you know, they have Ben Smith. I'm sure Ben Smith will play at some point here. And the other guy they have on defense is a kid named Dylan DeMello, who's a rookie. You know, I don't know if they're going to make any changes for Friday's game, but, you know, when you're going so as well as you are, I don't think you can fault the coach for sticking with the same group.
Well, when your fourth line's combined for 5 points in the first three games, you're going to be very happy about that for sure. One player, yeah, I want to talk about, young Jonas Donskoi. How has he looked in his first three games?
He's been good. He scored a goal in the opener in L.A. Then he blocked a shot early in the second game, and I think that hindered him a little bit. He missed a day of practice. But, you know, he's a kid that they throw him right on the Joe Thornton, Joe Pavelski line. And Peter DeBoer even admitted, if you're a young player looking to get your feet wet in the league, it's probably pretty easy to go out there and play with Joe Thornton and Joe Pavelski. And that, you know, that line's been good so far. I don't think they've probably been the Sharks' second best line. The Couture line has probably been their best. But, you know, Donskoy is a kid. He came in. He's a former draft pick of the Panthers, never caught on, went back to the Finnish league. And he was, I think it was 49 points in 59 games last year for him. And he came here as a free agent. And they threw him out there in a rookie game. Before training camp, they had this rookie game against the Ducks rookies. And he was the best player on the ice. I don't think it was even close. He's strong on the puck. He's a playmaker. He can shoot, and he's got some pretty good size. So, you know, you throw him on that Thornton line, obviously, you're going to expect him to put the puck in the net. So, you know, I think we'll stick with that here for a little while and see how it goes. But I think they're pretty high on him, frankly.
Well, hey, anytime you get an opportunity to play with those two guys, you're right. It's a lot easier to come in and play with veterans, you know, one in Joe Thornton, who's got, I don't know what it is now, 1,200 games or whatever it is under his belt. And, you know, Pavelski's been around a long time. It's just, you know, it's much easier. I know the player's probably nervous and wants to impress, but the game's a lot easier when you've got veterans as two guys on your line when they know exactly where to go.
Right, and last year they had a kid, Melker Carlson, who ended up being their, you know, their team's rookie of the year, and he scored a whole bunch of goals out of the gate when he was put on that Thornton line. So he's hurt right now, so I think that's opened the door for a guy like Donskoy to come in and kind of you know, show what he can do in a top six role.
How's Paul Martin looked?
Great. You know, the penalty kill is obviously a big part of his game, and he's leading the team and shorthanded ice time, and they've killed 11 straight penalties. They have yet to give up a power play goal. So I think when you combine that with the effect he's had on Brent Burns, it's been a, you know, that signing looks great so far. But, you know, that being said, Martin's a guy who's missed some time in the last couple of years. I think they're really going to need him to stay healthy. If there's one concern I have with this team, it's defensive depth. You know, their top five guys are set right now. They have a couple rookies in the sixth and seventh spots. And then not too much depth in the organization after that. So they're really going to need, I think, these blue liners to stay healthy. And really, Paul Martin might be the key to the whole thing just because of the effect he's had on Brent Burns.
You mentioned earlier that Burns is maybe the second most talented player on this team. And, you know, it was funny. He kind of went back and forth from offense to defense the last few years, forward to defense. Is he better in your eyes as a defenseman just because, A, he can probably play more minutes and impact the game more?
Yeah, it's a funny, it's an interesting question. It's Sharks fans have been debating that ever since they moved him back to defense last summer. He was such a good forward. If you go way back to the lockout season, Todd McClellan put him as a forward halfway through the season, and it turned that whole team around, and they were really a force that year. And they took the Kings to seven games in the second round. That was the year before that playoff collapse. But they took the Kings to seven games in the second round, and they really went down swinging. And Burns' play at forward was a big reason for that. They come back the next year and leave him as a forward, and he had another good year. And then, you know, obviously they had all the ugliness last summer after they collapsed to the Kings. But that was a point that I don't think Todd McClellan and Doug Wilson were in agreement on. You know, I think it was – it was Doug's decision to move Burns back to defense. The whole reason they acquired him from Minnesota was to be the eventual replacement for Dan Boyle. And I think if McClellan had his preference, he would have had Burns as a forward last year. And then, you know, obviously the season didn't go as planned, and Todd's no longer here, and Burns is back on defense. But you can't argue right now with the fact that Burns on defense has been a huge key to this team. And he's going to need to, you know, offensively, you know, the numbers are going to be there. He's just going to have to, you know, hope that his chemistry with Paul Martin remains and he can still be an effective player on both ends of the ice. And so far, so good.
Well, it's a good start early on for the Sharks, man. When you're 3-0 and outscoring opposition 12-1, things are looking up for them. And we will see, you know, them in Vancouver, probably the two biggest surprises early on in the season now. Both have come flying out of the gate.
Yeah, and then the Kings, on the other hand, have not been been a surprise in the other direction. So it's funny how that works out.
it is interesting. You know, it's three games, and you know, well, people here in Edmonton obviously are just regretting hoping that it's not a repeat performance for them. But Pittsburgh 0-3, Crosby doesn't have a point yet, so it is still early on. I have to remind myself, 79 players have a point a game right now. We all know that's not going to keep pace.
Absolutely.
Kevin, appreciate your time, man.
Okay, thanks, guys. Anytime.